What's up, everybody? This is the Russell Hollis Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
Dixie Hendricks.
We appreciate y'all for tuning in with us. Make sure to follow us on all our social media platforms. Stay tapped in with everything that's going on. And also check us out on bodyslam.net. And don't forget to grab your merch. We partner with 4YourWear.com. So head over there, show some love, represent the Wrestleholics the move. Represent the Wrestleholics the right way.
Hey.
Boy, they gonna be like, man, you always fucking up on that damn intro. But hey, man, we here.
Hey, stumbling, still running.
Hey, I'm talking about, yeah, I've been doing that since like episode one, though. We think I get it together, but you think, oh, wait, no, you think I make a script.
Hey, it's okay. Speech impediments are welcomed here.
Facts.
Right.
What up, fellas? Well, you gotta, well, I said it first. You gotta wait and then respond.
Boy, that's some,
crazy. We just started here. Already stole your spot, Drew.
Yeah, bro. After WrestleMania shit, huh?
Yep.
Hey, Raw after Mania was wild.
Man. Do we talk about it right now? Or did you just want
to start with WrestleMania first? So, yeah, we're recapping WrestleMania. We're talking Raw after Mania. What is next? What's the aftermath of WrestleMania? Our overall thoughts, and we want to know what you guys thought, too, if you're watching right now. The comment section is open. We're streaming live everywhere. Facebook, YouTube, X, everywhere. Body Slam platforms, Wrestleholics platforms. We're talking all things, well, WWE today. But we, from time to time, do talk a little indie wrestling, AEW, and spread it on out and talk a little bit of all wrestling. That's why we're the Wrestleholics. But today, it's all about WrestleMania. So just overall... let's just start with our overall thoughts, man. How, you know, night one happened and then night two. Let's start with night one and kind of make our way and then talk about how we felt the show combined in both days. So first thoughts after night one, how was y'all feeling?
So my feelings for night one are thank God night two happened.
Yeah, but night two didn't happen yet. I'm talking before night two happened. How are you feeling?
I feel like a lot of the matches that we were expecting to have great matches only lasted 6 minutes. I think some of the matches that we thought were going to be great matches only lasted 8 minutes. You know, and then we got a great match at the end that lasted 23 minutes, which was, you know, it should have been that long. It should have been longer. But there were more... They were more focused. They had their priorities more set on getting all of their advertisements out on night one. That's how I feel.
It was hard for me to really like get into that night one. They dragged it out like unexpectedly. Like, you know, usually we don't get that many commercials and shit like that. So I guess like I was with Manny on Saturday. I remember there was like one time me and Manny was outside just chilling for a while before like the next match. Like, it seemed like it was 10 minutes before like between matches, which is even longer. So I guess I lost feeling in every match except for probably Liv, Morgan, and Stephanie, and then Cody Rhodes and Randy. But other than that, I wasn't really feeling it. Well, let me take one back. Jacob Fatu and Drew, I did like that match.
I think that was about the only match you and I were really like, we sat down and watched.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a couple times I looked over and Drew was playing on his phone. There was a couple times I looked over and Drew was sleeping.
Man, hey.
Drew fell asleep again?
Yeah.
Man, no. Real talk, I did probably fall asleep. It was like, I guess it was just like, I wasn't interested. Like, I mean, well, I was interested, but they wasn't doing nothing in the ring that made me like, all right, let me just stay locked in. I don't want to miss nothing. Hell, I remember one time I was editing during the damn thing.
Yeah. You know, where I really think they missed the mark though on night one is they had probably the biggest return and everyone already knew it was coming.
Yeah. You know? It's PW Insider.
Yeah.
Ruined it.
Yeah. It's like you want to go watch the next scary movie that's coming out and your buddy and you're waiting until the weekend and your buddy went the premiere and was like, oh, this happened. And you're like, man, I ain't even excited for it. I know it's gonna happen. I mean, I'm gonna get a little pop, but not like I would have if I wouldn't have known she was coming.
Yo, what's up, Randy?
What up, Randy?
I told y'all though. Remember, I told y'all before when we broadcasted on Friday. I told y'all that was my problem with it. And then y'all see what I was talking about, you know. And then Bella has to be all awkward with it and try to tease it as best as she can, even though we already know who it is. Like, it just,
yo, she didn't even have the crutch on the right leg.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, it would have hit a lot harder, and I feel like night one wouldn't have been so skippable if we didn't know Paige was coming back.
Exactly.
Are we talking about this match specifically right now?
Just overall thoughts. I mean, Manny brought it up, so
I want to tap in with that one because I got a question to ask y'all. What in that match made sense to y'all?
I still strongly disagree with taking the titles off Lash and Nia.
Especially when they came out with that demolition gear.
Yeah, and like literally just got a theme. Like, you just got done putting all this effort into them just to take the titles off of them. And this, in addition to that, like, regardless of all that, like, also, this is the problem with the tag team titles. Is they don't put enough prestige in them, especially with the women's. Like, it's literally hot potato. It goes from one tag team to the next. They don't let one build. And this is the problem. And here we go once again. And it's so predictable. Obviously, this is going to be a storyline that when Nikki's cleared and good to go, she's going to be like, well, you wouldn't even have been in the match if I wasn't hurt. And then her and Paige are going to be going at each other. Like, it's so predictable. It's like, there's nowhere else to go with this. So I just didn't like it.
I don't remember what my exact reaction was, but I know I was pissed off at the result of that match. Because I'm like, what did Brie and Paige make sense? What did Paige coming back and winning? Like, I get the emotional part of it.
Yeah.
I'm always going to love that part of it. But I don't think that was deserved. Like, we've talked about it this past weekend. Like, how do you just jump in the front of line? Like, I don't even know how y'all be cool with that. Like, I'll be trying to be like, no, nah, let someone else have it. Some people have worked their ass off all year to get to that moment. And then also, like, Lash Legend, this is her first WrestleMania at that. Well, but she had this is her first WrestleMania. And y'all take her, I mean, y'all take the title away from her?
Yeah.
the two most powerful women in the division at that. I mean, only thing that made sense about the match was the ending.
Yeah.
Like, those two didn't have to get pinned to lose. But now they got to whoop their ass to get their titles back.
100%. Yeah, someone's getting a receipt.
Man.
Night one, I was really left very underwhelmed with night one. It honestly, and like I said, a lot of it was because we already knew Paige was coming back.
Yep.
If we don't know Paige is coming back, night one, I feel like, seems a little bit better. I feel like, you know, that's a big enough surprise that if we didn't know it beforehand, it wouldn't have completely saved night one, but it still wouldn't have felt like, damn, that was a boring, like, what is this? You know, and I know some people called it soulless, a soulless WrestleMania. And and that's how I felt after night one. I don't know about after night two, but night one, did y'all have any bright spots, anything that you enjoyed from night one?
Oh, yeah. Alexa Bliss's entrance.
That was fire. 100%. I like Charlotte's gear, too. That was fire, too. Both of them, really.
Yeah.
Oh, you committed, Charlotte.
So, real quick, just to touch on this one more time. If they could have recreated the WrestleMania where the Hardys came back with Paige, that was the moment they would have needed on night one. Do you guys remember when the Hardys came back for that ladder match with Enzo? I forgot who else was in it because it really didn't matter. The Hardys won. But the New Day teased that they were going to win. They were going to enter themselves in that match. And then the Hardy Boys. And no one knew the Hardys were coming back that year. That's the kind of intro that Paige needed.
You don't like that, Drew?
I don't like shit from that match in general. So, nothing against you, Manny.
Whatever.
I hate everything about that damn match.
What was your favorite entrance, Drew?
From night one?
Yeah. Mine was Alexa. His was Charlotte.
Obviously, the number one.
Yeah, because you know WrestleMania is mainly about the entrances.
Yeah.
I already know who he's going to say. I don't even know why I asked.
Well, honestly, I'm always going to be a fan of Cody Rhodes' entrance because it's always creative. But that's not like – so not even counting that one. The one that caught my eye, surprisingly, was Liv Morgan's. Even though I'm not a fan of this guy, man, he won't let me finish.
How bad?
The thing about like
so you feel in the new hit single Trouble?
Hell no, but
gonna make that our new pod intro.
Hell no, I was not into
Trouble.
She was just trying to show you how creative she is, man. So I was just I messed with it on the creative part of it, man. I was like, okay,
that level of creativity needs to stay in the production.
Look, I'm not suggesting everybody do this shit. Like, I don't want to see Oba Femi doing this shit next year. I don't want to see him break dancing no shit, dog. Just come out how you been.
Oh man, yeah. I thought her interest was pretty good. I don't think the song's really that bad. I think it's actually a good theme song. It fits her.
Gary, Britney Spears.
Leave Christina Spears alone.
Yeah.
Britney Aguilera is making a comeback.
That match kind of surprised me, though. I wanted to show this, too. So, just overall thoughts on WrestleMania, and I'm really glad our team of Body Slam put this out because this was my biggest problem with Night 1 and Night 2. This is really my only complaint, really. Like, I mean, I have some small stuff, but this is the main one. Oh, let me fix that.
What did you do?
I see what you – yep, you good.
I want to show that.
Yeah.
That's real, y'all. In two nights, there was 2 hours and 47 minutes worth of matches.
That's 8 hours.
Also, 2 hours and 22 minutes of ads. And two nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
God, this is like
what in the
commercials just took over WrestleMania weekend.
That was my biggest problem. It's like we were getting 5 minutes worth of wrestling. Mm-hmm. 10 maybe at the max, and then like 8 to 10 of commercials.
Yep.
John Cena come out, do attendance, 10 more minutes of commercials.
Yo, did you hear how dead the crowd was when he said 50,000?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't give a damn.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah.
Bro, that crowd, I told y'all multiple times, and Drew kept saying I was tripping. It felt like that crowd, I don't know if it was my TV, but there were so many moments I'm like, man,
I was trolling. We knew it was dead.
Yeah, he was trolling. It was dead.
I thought so, too. Like, there were – I was very disappointed. And, like, maybe some of that is warranted because, you know, fans are getting fed up, man. They are. They're getting fed up with this TKO, WWE. They're, you know, just not putting enough effort into stuff. And so I understand it on one hand. But on the other hand, like, the wrestlers don't deserve that. The wrestlers – didn't ask for this. They're just doing their job. Yeah. They go out there and do what they're told to do. So supporting them and supporting WWE 2KO are two different things. When that wrestler comes out, all that other shit's out the window. All the ticket prices and all the problems we have with storylines and the writing, the releases, all that backstage shit goes out the window because those wrestlers are still out there putting in their all and giving their all when they go out there. They still rely on this is still entertainment. They rely on us as the fans out there to react. So it really frustrates me no matter what. You know, even if you're not feeling it, support the wrestlers.
All right. Hey, Manny.
Yo.
Do you remember what I said to you after night one? Like, I didn't have no feeling after the matches. Like, I mean, after the whole show.
You was like, all right, well,
yeah, like
that happened.
It wasn't nothing to talk about.
Exactly. You remember last year, you know, when you and I watched WrestleMania again, you know, first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, like we had stuff to talk about after night one. Even though I think night one last year was almost as good or they were on even playing fields as this year, but we had more to talk about. There was more stuff that, you know, that we got to be like, oh man, that was pretty dope. Like DC said, we got 8 minute match for Liv Morgan and Stephanie back here. We got 6 minutes for Becky and AJ Lee.
That was my favorite match of night one, though.
It really was. It was good. I enjoyed that
match. Was good, especially for a feud that I wasn't necessarily feeling a whole lot. I'm kind of glad that it feels like it may be close to over somewhat.
You talking about Becky and AJ or Becky and Jessica Carr?
Becky, all of it. It all seems like it's pretty much over, which I'm cool with because in the right person won, I believe. I have nothing against AJ Lee. I just think that Becky is the right person to be holding that title, and now she's held it a couple of times now, multiple times. So I just think coming out of that, I think Becky needed to win a little bit more. AJ beats her again, then where does Becky go from there? You know, right. it takes a lot away from her. It does nothing for AJ. She's still going to be in the same spot. She's still one of the all-time greats, win or lose. So
New York Times best seller.
I mean, what can you really do to tarnish her? So the right person won, and I thought the match over-delivered in a way. I think they actually got a lot out of that match. A lot of story was told. Jessica had to count 1, 2, 3 for Becky, which looked very painful for her.
Oh, yeah.
So good. It was good stuff. I really enjoyed Becky, AJ Lee, and just Becky is really growing on me. I wasn't a super big fan of her towards the beginning of her career. Like, I liked her in NXT, but I wasn't a huge fan when she first went to the main roster. But I'm starting to become a really big Becky Lynch fan these days.
And as I'm the opposite. I was a really big Becky Lynch fan in the beginning, and then now I'm kind of just like, your gimmick's kind of stale. Now you're turning into a Karen. You know, give me that big time Bex where she don't talk shit. She just swings.
Yeah. So what was the best? What was the best match on night one? Y'all going Cody Randy? Y'all going Steffi Liv?
I like Stephanie and Liv, honestly.
I show speed. We didn't even talk about that.
Yo, yeah, good call on that. On that turn, by the way, DC. That was a nice one. I show speed hitting that.
I thought it would. I mean, look, I thought it would happen sooner, to be honest, but I'm still glad it happened because that was what was supposed to happen. I know, and I think everybody expected it, right? I mean, he was accidentally helping Division win. I show speed is a, you know, he's a baby face. Everybody loves him. He's a streamer.
He's a goofball.
Yeah, he's a goofball, man. He's a baby face. You knew that was what was going to come out. The match itself, I mean, it was good for what it was, I guess. I mean, it's not like I expected it to be a great wrestling match.
At least it didn't turn into a super kick fest.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
We only got like three. And that was from both of them.
I thought that match ended up pretty good, though. I show speed did a few good moves that I think, you know, and him obviously jumping off the turnbuckle was memorable.
I give him that one. That's the one.
That was pretty good. Okay.
I can't be mad. He landed it. I know it had to hurt.
Oh, it hurt both of them.
So for night one, for y'all and the viewers, what was the best match from night one?
I still stand by living Stephanie.
Don't forget Gunther and Seth Rollins either.
Yeah, since you said that, I'm definitely gonna say Cody and Randy now.
Drew was like, "I am not watching this one."
No, oh my god, that one pissed me off at the end.
I told you what was gonna happen.
I didn't mind him interfering. I just got pissed off at you go all the way to the top of the ramp. And you go to a full sprint to miss? Let's not even cut the bullshit.
Holy fucking airball.
We ain't gonna act like that really hurt Seth. Come on, man. That pissed me off.
Yeah, Seth had to sell that.
I know
hell
Seth
out
had
of
to
that
be mad.
Year.
Or relieved. Oh, no.
Bro, he did mess horribly.
I'm just like...
You can see it on his face.
Come on, Mike.
So that wasn't my thought. My thought was I was upset mainly because seeing him do that, like, and obviously, like, I don't know the behind the scenes stuff, but if he was him running down to the ring, he looked very healthy, did he not?
100%.
So why not just why not just do Seth Braun Breaker at WrestleMania? Did they just not have Gunther to do? They didn't have anything for him to do. They didn't have anybody for him to retire.
I really think that's what it is. I mean, who is going to you know, Rey Mysterio would probably dodging him. So,
because the whole problem was, at least according to reports, is that Bron Breakker wasn't healthy for WrestleMania. He wasn't cleared or whatever. He looked very healthy running down to the ring to spear Seth Rollins.
Do you think they like wasn't well? No, well he was at WrestleMania last year and he had a good showing.
So that's what I was upset about. Like if he can do that, he could have wrestled a match. That's what I was upset about. If he can run down to the ring and give him that spear, then he was healthy enough to have a match.
And that proves that he ain't Seth Rollins because Seth Rollins sold his injury.
True. True.
This guy.
That's true, though. But yeah, night one, I think my favorite match was Becky-AJ. Becky-AJ Lee was my favorite match. Doesn't necessarily mean it was the best match. Just for me, I thought that was, you know, that was my personal favorite match. Cody Randy, though. So obviously that was main event in night one. How did y'all feel about Cody Randy and how everything transpired? What did y'all think of the match?
Yo, he messed Cody up.
100%. From a wrestling point, I still thought it was good wrestling.
What the? Did you see that, Drew?
What's up?
So again, this.
What the fuck? Let's do it here, man.
Drew don't even know what to say now.
No, because it's just like, bro, like, you should have showed that, like, during the pre-show when we was live, because I got questions. And I don't want people to see the real me.
Anyways, how did you feel about Cody and Randy?
He said, I don't want people to see the real me.
Yeah, bro. What the fuck? But
it's K-Fan.
Cody and Randy. I just felt like they did good on a wrestling standpoint, the storytelling, but it wasn't that great of a match.
So, in my opinion. Drew and I talked about it that night, actually. Is Randy's back really messed up again?
Why you say that?
Hell no.
You don't think so, Drew?
No, I don't think so. Nah. You got to think how he was standing. How he was standing after he kicked Cody.
You should have seen how Cody was standing after he got kicked.
Acting, huh?
See, you should have seen how Cody was standing after he got kicked.
Something that a lot of people, that if you didn't notice watching the match live, go back and watch, okay? That's everybody's homework. In the moment, I understand why people could think that it wasn't that great of a match. Because in terms of wrestling, it wasn't a great match. It wasn't. But in terms of storytelling, it was. I'll say it was because you go back and watch both of them closely. How they both were switching back and forth between babyface heel.
You seen that too?
They're both teasing it. Simultaneously, they're both teasing it, but which one? And then obviously afterwards, Randy punt kicks him. But ultimately, which one will be heel? Because Randy's still being cheered.
Yep.
Honestly.
So it should be Cody.
Well,
it's said and done, Cody's going to be the one to officially go heel in this situation.
And Drew, what were you saying during the entrance? What were we talking about? Are we going to get dark hair Cody when he pulls that helmet off?
Yeah, we was looking for it.
Yeah, I mean, look at the foreshadowing to Monday Night Raw, what happened there. You know, all signs point to Cody going heel. But we've said this before, Cody's going heel. Cody's going heel. And we never get it. So if they finally give us the heel Cody that we've all been waiting for, hey, put me back on that bandwagon. I'll rock with them.
I will also. I kind of said this. I do love the ending of the match. I'm not talking about Cody winning. I'm talking about the punt because I'm more just like, oh, this is about to continue now. Are we going to get more of this? So it just doesn't end right here. It wasn't a wasted opportunity for Randy. It's a story still to be told. It's like old school Randy storytelling.
Oh yeah. But
so going to night two, and we can kind of talk about everything as a whole now. What was the worst match?
The whole night? I mean, both nights?
Of both nights. What was the one match I was like, man, that was a dud?
Okay. I'm not going to say that Fatal 4-Way. I'm not even going to add that to it. It's automatic.
Fatal 4-Way.
Tag team match?
Oh, women's tag?
Yeah. Next, the worst. Damn, I don't even want to put that six-man on here either because, I mean, obviously, it's a pre-show match.
Look, y'all going to get mad at me. Y'all really going to get mad at me because I didn't watch the match. It was Jade and Rhea.
You didn't watch Jade and Rhea? What was you doing?
I think he was cooking.
No, I wasn't cooking. I was done.
What was you doing?
I wasn't into it. And you know, y'all know me and Rhea. I love Rhea.
Jade's best match.
Yeah.
In her career.
What's up, Manny?
I'm disappointed.
I didn't watch it.
All the hate that she gets, and okay, we all agree. Well, okay, let me say this the right way. Let me think how I want to say this. So we all agree that we understand why they took the title off, right? And gave it to Rhea. Do we all understand why?
Yeah.
Okay. With that being said, so the reason they took the title off Jade, it wasn't hitting. It wasn't – the audience didn't care. Nobody cared. They tried to give a faction, adding Meechin and B-Fab. They tried to add some excitement to it. It didn't work. So we all can come together and understand why Rhea won the title, right? With that being said, Rhea should not have won the title.
I don't believe she should have either. I really don't. But in the same token, we watched.
To be building new stars.
Yeah, we watched.
That was an opportunity to build Jade up and force the way y'all force feeding us Gunther every single motherfucking Monday night. You could be doing the same thing with Jade on the women's side on Fridays.
Oh, this guy's crashing out.
Make her like, you know what I'm saying? You gave her this faction. Do something out of it. Make something out of it.
And why the hell they dressed up like?
Now they did it for no reason. Like, y'all just wasted a month of time for nothing, just to throw the title back on Rhea. Like, oh, we give up. We tried. We tried for a couple weeks, and that was it.
Yeah, and who the hell is their stylist? Whoever dressed those two girls needs to be fucking fired.
Hey, what up? Hey, it's Body Slam Team. What up, Dragonfly Jones?
What up?
Appreciate you. Shout out to the team of Body Slam, baby. Yeah, that was my only problem. But, like, go back and watch, man. That was Jade's best match. Her and Rhea looked pretty good.
I have to. But think about it. Think about this. I'm going to break it down. I think we talked about it last week, too. You know, Jade won the AEW title, right? And she was kind of stumbling out the blocks. And then they put the baddies with her. And then she finally got her footing and was able to take off. Fast forward to WWE. You know, Jade got the title. Jade stumbled out the blocks. Her mic skills got a little bit better. And then they put Meechin and B-Fab with her. And then they dressed them to look like fucking gremlins.
Just to give up in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like, I think Meechin and I think they could have done well with Jade.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't give them no substance.
They had an opportunity to really make Jade look like a powerhouse. She beats the most over woman in professional wrestling, all companies put together.
Second most.
Who's more popular than Rhea Ripley?
Are you serious?
Are you?
You liked her music video.
Liv Morgan is not more popular than Rhea Ripley.
100%.
Are you kidding me, Manny?
It might just be me being biased.
It is definitely you. It is most definitely you. Oh my God.
I think she is.
Some.
It's coming from the guy who didn't watch the Jade Rhea match.
Oh shit.
I'll watch that match and I'll make my who's number one decision.
I'm kind of going to kind of rewind a little bit.
Please do.
All right, man. So back to the question, what was the worst? I said I was going to put these matches on here, but it really is the worst. It was that tag team fatal four way, women. I really thought night two of WrestleMania was great compared to what we had on night one. Like I said, great is saying a lot compared to it.
I would have been perfectly fine if night two was the only night of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Drew made that comment too on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like prepared for like the long commercial breaks on night two as well. So I think the first night that just took like a lot of energy away because I wasn't expecting it. This time I was just more prepared for it.
With that. Oh, but Brock, 5 more minutes.
Oh,
especially since we didn't know Brock was retiring, I would appreciate it a little bit more.
Right.
I appreciate the moment.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, that was all scripted too, right? According to reports.
What you say?
That was all like, according to reports, like nobody knew he was doing that.
That's why Paul crashed out last night.
He did crash out.
I love that though. Do it when you want to do it. Don't do it for the script. Skip it.
Yeah, what that says is, and what I love about this is, he don't trust TKO to write off his end of his career. That's what it means. He don't trust to put it in his hand, in their hands. He seen what they did with AJ Styles and Cena, and was like, nah, bro. Y'all ain't writing the end of my story.
Hey, did you guys catch in that match right before he hit that that power bomb, the sit down power bomb with Brock? Brock was like, send it. He like gave Oba the green flag to like just put him out of his misery. And you know, Brock doesn't put many people over. So when Brock's putting you over, you know you're something. When Brock's telling you, hey, put your foot on my chest, hey, do this, hey, really, really, really give me this power bomb. You know Brock's 100% behind you. You know, litigation, allegations, everything aside, Brock, when it comes to selling, Brock, when it comes to putting someone over, Brock knowing when to bury someone, you know, he's 100% that professional wrestler.
I love it. Yeah, I don't know if anybody had got the biggest reaction over Obafemi for the whole weekend.
Not at all.
I don't think anyone got a bigger reaction. I guess Paige would be the only one.
Trick.
Return. Who?
Trick? Nah, Trick, bro.
Yeah, it's probably Trick. Oba's up. I don't know, bro.
I think Oba and Trick go 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Paige is going to make that into a poll, man.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pages was good too. Don't sleep on the page return. I know we all knew, and just imagine if we didn't know again. Yep. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know how it would have been. I think I would have liked it if Paige was by herself in that moment. Got if you. That makes sense.
I got you.
I guess I didn't like because she was with the Bellas. They all in front of it. Like I think I'm. Man, stretch your shit. This is your moment. You back home.
Right.
Hey, you don't like the Bellas.
You ain't come here with these two motherfuckers, man. Like, come on.
Speaking of that, did you see the little Twitter beef going on with the original Four Horsewomen and what Bailey said?
Yep.
Man, don't even get me started on Bailey. That's another thing, like
Bailey's so disrespected in the business right now. Don't even get me started. Disrespected.
And, like, I don't know at this point if it's, like, real or not. You know what I mean? And what I mean by real is, like, I know she's really frustrated. Like, there's no way she's not really frustrated.
That's 2 years in a row.
But, like, is it really as bad as we feel? It's you know what I'm trying to say? Like, hey, man, internally, is it really as bad as we think it is?
Look, she got a social media just like we do. She has
right, like, we also have to take that stuff in, you know? Is it real?
Think about it. You're standing in front of a burning house and you're like, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. That's Bailey right now. Bailey is watching her career go up in flames because they don't want to give her the push she deserves. And she's like, it's fine. It's fine. It's all up in flames, but it's fine. That's seriously what it is. Because you even see the look on her face when she was walking back.
She looked
so distraught and so upset.
But again, I also have to think. Is that also just a work? Is she doing that because she's supposed to be frustrated?
No,
like, in the storyline, and this is why, you know, it's hard to, you know, separate the two, because like for us as fans, we've been feeling this way for a while for Bayley.
Yep.
And we hear things. And so they're like playing with this, like fucking Geppetto and Pinocchio. They got us by strings and are pulling us in different directions. So is it real? Or are they just playing this and making us think that there may be some internal heat with it?
I hope not, because if so, they're going about it the wrong way. You know, doing Bayley the way they're doing her twice now, 2 years in a row. First year she gets pulled off.
I sent a tweet out about Carmelo Hayes, and he liked it. So he might be frustrated for real.
Who?
Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, you mean the one that got beat by the gingerbread man?
All right.
Yeah. I got one.
I hate it too. Honestly, I hate it too.
Strike two.
Yeah, he said strike two.
Strike two.
Yeah, so I got a question for y'all. Cut
the camera.
Do we get a Bayley pipe bomb?
Oh, I hope so.
I think that'd be awesome,
bro.
That'd be awesome.
100%.
I really do. I love that. I love that. Let her go. Let her go. Yes, exactly, yeah. Patrick. Don't even get me started, please. Please don't get me started. But yes, agree 100%.
I damn near want you to get started, but I feel like that's another.
No, that's episode. A whole other thing. But yes, I love the pipe bomb idea for Bayley. Let her go. And I think that also is going to help them understand what she brings. Like, I feel like they forgot or something.
Yeah.
Like, do you not remember what she did with damage control? Like, it's really, and like, I say this with all due respect, because for women, not all of them have all of the qualities that, you know, it takes to be like a star wrestler on the mic, in the ring, charisma, you know, public figure, all of that into one. And so it's really hard to perfect all of that. And so with that being said, it's even harder. So imagine how hard it is to create a faction with multiple women and to make it work for longer than a few weeks. I mean, look at Jade. It didn't work, okay? But what she did with damage control, I don't think people realize what she really did. But what she did with damage control is legendary. I mean, she elevated everyone in there,
yeah,
except maybe Asuka.
And they,
Asuka was already up there.
Yeah, Asuka came late too. So,
and she came late. Yeah.
Look at the trajectory of Io's Io's star power afterwards.
Yes. Kairi Sane.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like,
she don't really get credit.
Oda Kai, even though we still agree that she should have stayed, because once they pretty much took her out, that's when things started to fall apart. Right.
Yep. Then she was very injury prone.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah. Knees of a 90-year-old man.
Damage control. Look how long that lasted. It's really hard for a female-led faction to last that long.
All female faction. By the way, DC, I like your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Got to represent.
Yeah.
But I think a pipe bomb is a great idea, to let her go and just go off. See, I thought that too, Patrick. But, like, obviously WWE don't feel the same way. Otherwise, right, she would have retained the title like she was supposed to.
Yep.
Instead, they just gave up after a few weeks and just gave it to Rhea, because that's the thing to do.
I really don't.
Already established star. That's what they did. That's what they did for years.
No, I really hope on Friday we just don't be hearing no, I'm still that bitch or whatever. Like, no. She
did tweet that.
Huh?
She tweeted that.
That's cool. Really?
Yeah, but she tweeted, even though I don't need a championship to still, well, she, I forget how she said it.
Dang.
I'll get it. But yeah, she said, she still said that, even after the fact.
All right, so let's talk about what I think was the match that almost stole the night on night two. Mainly one spot, and that was JD McDonagh almost dying.
Oh, God. Man, you know, when ain't he almost dying?
There it go right here.
Yeah, Patrick. Look at Patrick dropping some knowledge. Damage control started at SummerSlam 2022 and lasted all the way to the end of 2024.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild to think of an all-woman faction.
Like, I don't think people really understand that. I don't think people understand how hard that is to do.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, let me yeah, that's her tweet. I told y'all. Title doesn't define me. With or without it, I'm still that bitch.
All right, cool. Not on WrestleMania 42, but right, it's all love for it. But come on,
yeah. Well, what do y'all think about that 6-man ladder match?
That was a banger. I mean, look, night two, like I said, I would have been perfectly, and this is no disrespect to night one, but night two, I would have been perfectly fine if that was WrestleMania.
Yep. I thought even Ray had good spots in that match.
Yes.
For being 500 years old. What's
that supposed to mean?
Ray's old.
Even Ray had good match, good spots?
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. And he's also 60 years old.
60, Manny.
Well, okay, 50, but, you know.
Tomato, tomato. Anyway.
Right. Although I did find it kind of weird that Ray, Dragon Lee, and Penta all wore red.
Manny did say that before the match.
Fire.
I really didn't
give a damn. I thought we was going to get that Spider-Man meme where they're all like this.
I will say, though, after the fact, so we all picked Penta, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I will say, though, great match, but after the fact, I'm really disappointed. And I know y'all know where I'm going with this. After all of this, why the fuck is Rusev the number one contender?
Bro.
What did he
even do this morning?
He got OG cutted off the top of a ladder. That's what he did.
That whole match. Yeah. And then he just comes out yesterday.
Yeah.
I will say, I think he has some good spots himself.
Where?
Where? Tell me.
Getting thrown through a ladder?
Yeah, we took JD through the ladder.
You mean?
Did he? I don't remember that.
JD, no, he almost died.
I thought he died like three times in that match. Yeah,
that was like death number two. I'm just saying. Everybody had a moment. I was getting really annoyed with Javon Evans.
Jumping everywhere?
Yeah.
Wanted Javon Evans to win. I think we all wanted him to win, but at the end of the day, like.
Oh, how he was jumping! I was like, oh, he's not winning this.
So I knew he wasn't winning when I started realizing everybody was retaining, or when the people were losing. Too many people were losing titles.
Right.
I was like, Penta's retaining.
But Penta, I mean, Penta does deserve a title run.
See, for sure, 100%. He just got the belt. Like, he ain't even had it that long. Mm-hmm. So I'm cool with that. It's just, I don't know, man. I'm upset that Rusev is number one contender because now we get Penta Rusev and y'all, I'm not feeling that.
So
y'all honestly feeling that?
I'm gonna make a comment that y'all are gonna side eye me for, but
oh my god,
there's a reason they call him the Irish Ace.
Okay,
JD. And he proved it again as he always does. I know I talk
see, a lot. Like, see I know, that's who I wanted after the ladder match.
Yeah, I know I talk a lot of shit about him, but JD should be the number one contender.
Yes, like, I wanted JD Penta.
JD bridged all those gaps in between each spot. Whether it was him taking a bump or giving a bump,
yes.
JD knows how to bridge spots so well. He knows how to sell. He knows how to commit.
He thought I was going to give you a side eye. That's the best thing you done said in like a month.
I know. Sometimes I got to give Lord Farquaad his flowers.
Bruh, yes. I 100% agree. I was really hoping JD would be the number one contender out of that. But we get Rusev Penta. Moving on.
Anyways.
So, favorite match from night two?
Low-key, I mean, it's going to be
main event.
Yeah.
The one.
Hey, look. Come on.
The one.
Colors ain't black and red for no reason, baby.
Right.
The one. Man, that's all I got to say right now.
I throw him up. I was really nervous about Roman CM Punk. I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. Just because I thought it was going to be a lot of standing. Like, and remember when the match first started, they kind of started that way. Like, kind of just kind of how remember we used to try to start a fight in middle school and we would just like bump shoulders. Like, man,
what's up?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I thought the match was going to go for like 30 minutes. But instead, they did it for like 30 seconds
yeah.
to a minute max.
And then they got into it.
And they got into it. That main event was everything. It was even better than I thought it was going to be.
So I made a comment about the main event to Drew at the end of the match. And I said, and that's why CM Punk can't have long matches.
Fire.
Because if you watch CM Punk's last match in AEW, it was like a 35-minute Iron Man match, and he fell out. He literally could not pick himself up.
Yeah.
And you see, again, in this match with Roman Reigns, it went 35 minutes. And again, he was falling out. Whether it's a work or a shoot, you know, still, like, Roman's in there looking fresh as a daisy after going 35 minutes. And you over here barely can pick yourself up. Like, I need a champion who can go 35, 45 minutes and then still be able to stand on his feet with that title in his hand. Because if he would have won and still falling out like that, yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. Yeah.
So I did pick Phil.
You did.
Just to give full transparency, look, I'm cool. I can admit when I'm wrong. I'm cool. I wanted Roman to win, but something – you know, your heart and gut sometimes get, you know, they get you going opposite directions. And something just told me, I'm like, man, I just had a last feeling. I was just like, man, I feel like CM Punk going in. I really didn't have a reason. It was just kind of one of those times, like, watch them have CM Punk win. But I'm glad they went. I'm glad they went with this route. Roman was the right thing to do. Tribal Chief, the company is on top when he's on top. It's that simple. And it's honestly, and this is, you can take it how you want, Cody crybabies. You can take it how you want. But since Roman lost the title, it's been all downhill since.
I think we've had a few podcasts where we talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, and what's crazy is
Roman lost to Cody. It's been
downhill. Yeah, I was watching a podcast, and they were mentioning that Roman, usually when the champion loses a title, they jump right back into another title, you know, rematch. Roman ain't had a title match in 2 years.
Nope.
Since he lost it, he was cool. He was chilling. He was big homie chilling. He was like, I don't need a title match. Just go ahead. Try to carry this company like I did. Y'all ain't going to do it. And now he's got the strap back on. You're going to
see him all summer, he said. Yep. Y'all going to see me all summer.
Hey, this ain't
the bloodline. I really hope they don't rush this Oba-Roman thing, though.
No, they're not.
Because if you rush it, why? Why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you rush it, one of them has to lose.
There's only one outcome if they rush it, and that's Oba getting squashed.
And I don't like that at all.
No. Oba's too big to be getting squashed like that.
Everything they just did with him away. Like, it literally diminishes it all. Like,
hey.
Them facing right now does absolutely nothing.
But remember what Roman said. Hey, you beat him tonight. I beat him multiple times.
That's right.
For the title.
That's right.
Without the title, I defended it. I won it.
That was the best match of the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was my
and the best entrance of the weekend.
Yeah, but Roman.
I gotta get my shit off.
We gotta figure out a different word other than aura. But whatever another word is for that, that's Roman.
Go ahead, Drew.
I'm done. No, I ain't really got too much to say on it. I mean, great match by both fellas. I think my biggest thing was is like we got the actual professional wrestlers in that ring. We got the great storytelling by both of them. But then also, I don't think no one gave Roman his credit on he did this with no interference. Let's not forget that part. This was a clean fight. Well, however way you want to put it, I mean, he did throw the ladder at him, but clean fight. And then go back to his entrance. Actually, both the entrances. I like both of them. I definitely love how CM Punk did the silent.
Damn,
what's it called?
Go to sleep.
Slobbering time. I love how he did the silent way.
Oh, yeah.
I love that part. I don't know why. I was like, maybe he should do that more often. He did it Monday.
Night too. Yeah. But, I think the way he entered like that was really dope. And it said a lot because he doesn't need music, is what he was saying.
Man, and then he raised my anxiety because, like, every time I see somebody on top of, like, a Allegiant Stadium, I'm like, I can't do it, man. I don't know how he did that entrance. I'd be having an anxiety attack up there.
You know one match we haven't talked about at all? Like, didn't even... No, we talked about that. That's another one. We didn't talk about that match yet. We didn't say nothing about Drew and Jacob Fatu either.
Look, I was... There were like 3 points in that match where me and Drew both were like, hey, he's going to kill Drew.
The only reason I didn't really say anything is because, like, and I feel like y'all feel the same way, that match went exactly how we thought it would go.
Yeah, 100%. So, Fatu, I mean, there's really nothing to talk about it.
Yeah.
That the win, the time.
I honestly was wishing it was a little bit more violent. It still felt rushed. Like, that kind of match, like, you got to really let them go. And if that match even still felt kind of rushed.
But it was, because I think they was inside that hour limit.
The hour, yeah.
So, yeah, that match was definitely going to be rushing, especially they still got to get 20 other commercials off before the actual start of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I didn't like the placing. I didn't like the placement of that match. That's a match you got to let it cook. You got to let it go.
Imagine if they had 5 more minutes.
I got to get this off my chest, man. Entrances.
Yeah.
Bill, I was mad Trick Williams went down the ramp with that whole receipt. I was kind of pissed. I get it. You a star, brother. But you didn't need that.
He had a whole runner behind him.
That's one of the reasons, like, look, we can't blame commercials on this one. He took his good-ass time. Like, he was Travis Scott.
Yeah. Well, and you see that at one point in time, he was struggling to pull that runner.
Bro, I thought fans was pulling it.
Oh, they were.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. But the entrances definitely took up a lot of time, too, if you notice.
It did.
I mean, Roman's entrance was 35 minutes in itself.
I thought it was funny we didn't mention that match at all, or Dom and Finn. Again, we knew what would happen in both of them. That's probably why. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I mean, Finn and Dom, that wasn't a bad match either.
It was not. No, it was actually pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, like, it's, I guess, just, like you said,
it, like I said before, like, as soon as they announced he's a demon, it's like, all right, well.
Yeah.
I just think, like, it goes back to what we said earlier in the show. Oh, I hate to use this word now because everybody using it. Soulless.
Yeah.
You don't really talk too much. Like, it's not a lot that happened. And to be honest with y'all, this might be a shocker to whoever listening. I think I loved Raw after Mania way more than I liked WrestleMania weekend.
Really? Nah.
Yes, because I feel like it's set up. Everything is getting set up in place now. It's like this is literally the start over. I'm definitely interested in seeing Jacob and Roman just fight. I mean, Jacob ain't gonna win, but I'm interested in that. I love seeing Rhea and Liv pass each other. I hate that bastard. I don't know why.
Hey, he's my favorite.
Huh?
He's my favorite.
You don't like Ethan Page?
Yeah. You don't like Ethan Page?
I'm not really a fan of him yet.
Aww.
You like Matt Cardona, well, so I understand.
You about to see now people know the real me.
The real me.
No, I will say his finishing move is dope. I will say that.
It's, what?
He took it from DDP, but whatever.
His twisted grin?
Yeah.
My bad. Twisted smile.
Twisted diamond cutter, whatever.
It's twisted grin.
Whatever.
I'm supposed to smile.
No, twisted grin.
Oh, the diamond cutter, be honest with you guys. Whatever.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, that's Javon Evans does a modified RKO.
True, but extremely.
That's a Randy problem.
Yeah.
Well, Randy even admitted that he asked DDP to do the cutter. He just calls it the RKO.
Didn't we get to see DDP? Wasn't he there at the expo?
We didn't get to see him, but he was there.
Was there?
He was there. Like he saw him. We thought we'd see him again.
Remember, I was like, they got him in a weird spot. Remember, I told you that.
Yes.
He's too big, bro. Manny and anybody that's went to an expo. So in this, there's multiple rooms, and the main room, which pretty much where everybody was at, right at the door, they had DDP's line. Why would you put DDP, a legend, Why would you put him, which and have his line going right at the door?
That's like making the opener the main act.
Yeah, and it's like you're congesting that whole area. I was so congested trying to get in that door.
Well, like, that was just like WrestleCon. They put the Dudleys.
The Dudleys right there.
Right at the front too.
Yeah, but DDP's line was rough.
Man.
Hey, y'all remember Joe Hendry's?
And Paige. Remember they had Paige in a weird spot too.
Man. Yeah. I was just trying to wonder why they put Scott Steiner around no freaks. why you put Scott in this corner, right? I don't care. Why you put Scott in this lowly ass corner?
That's why he was so mad.
Yeah, that's why he won't talk to nobody.
He won't talk to nobody, bro. I was trying to talk to Scott Steiner, bro. He wouldn't even look at me.
Man, that like, bastard. I see him trying to autograph, kissed his peck, and just kept on moving.
I was like, what up, Big Papa Pump? What's going on? I was like, he's damn, all right. I was like, all right, my bad.
Oh, man. I got a story about something like that, but I'll wait.
Yeah, we'll save it. Overall, I thought WrestleMania was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't like night two saved it for sure, but at the end of the day, it's still, I just feel like we be having our hopes up, man. Like, we be wanting all this shit, different shit to happen, and then it doesn't, and then we start getting negative. We have all these false, they, you know, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, we got all this stuff that we want to happen. And it's just not, at the end of the day, it's just not realistic.
It's called a false sense of security.
Yeah.
Oh, and the word you're looking for Roman Reigns?
Happened.
Yeah. That word you're looking for Roman Reigns, it's his mystique.
I don't like that.
He ain't got aura. He's got a mystique about him, you know.
I don't know if I like that word.
The whole dynamic changes when he walks in a room.
I was thinking X-Men.
My nigga said X-Men. All right.
Okay. I didn't think WrestleMania was that bad. Y'all and everyone else online made it sound like it was worse
than what it was. I didn't make it sound that bad, but
we was just bullshitting. We was trolling you.
No, think about this.
No, don't try to switch up now. Y'all was talking shit too.
No, time out. You think I'm talking shit now? Wait till next year.
Bro.
You think I'm finna criticize? Listen, we gotta watch WrestleMania at 9 o'clock next year in the morning.
Oh, I forgot.
He ain't wrong. Yeah, he ain't wrong about that.
Next year's WrestleMania about to be so trash. They might as well not do any women's matches.
Right.
They're gonna do one Rhea Ripley match. Rhea's still gonna be champion.
Matter of fact, no, y'all gotta do y'all matches in the States.
Yeah, because they don't do
the women's matches like they did NXT Stand and Deliver.
They be doing the women dirty over there, bro. Like, it'd be crickets. Except Rhea Ripley.
What's the right. Oh man. I bet they won't change like they did this last WrestleMania. Like,
so they changed from the I bet everybody appreciates this WrestleMania after next year's.
Boy.
Wow. Like, man, last year's wasn't that bad compared to this year's.
And then it still don't make no sense. It's like, all right, you went back to back Las Vegas. Then you want to go out the States? Like, quit taking away these opportunities.
They need to stop going to Vegas too. And if they do, they need to give these wrestlers some damn security.
Man,
that's right. Somebody end up killed.
Yeah, TKO don't give a damn.
See, like, man. And these people go online and try to play victim. Like, bro, you ain't no victim. No matter how you put it, you ain't no victim, bro.
I know y'all seen
with CM Punk and AJ. Did y'all see all that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, how are you? And then he had the fucking nerve to say, all I want is an apology.
Bro, I'm sorry.
Apologize for what? Like,
bro, you walk up on me and my girl and you think you ain't going to get worse than me just tossing your phone? I'm going to whoop your ass.
And that's why God didn't make me do this.
He didn't. And CM Punk is a fighter.
I've been arrested by now.
Hold on.
So CM Punk ain't trained to be a fighter. He know more than me and you.
Have you watched bullshit? Have you seen his fucking MMA fights? That boy got mopped in 35 seconds.
And we probably went too. In a professional MMA fight?
That's why I'm not putting myself in that realm.
He still know more than me and you. And we're all just, you know, like, you know, boxing. Boxing is one thing. I know a little about boxing, but we're talking fighter here. Like, he knows some tricks. You taking a risk, by even messing with him.
Can I say something?
Bet you couldn't take me down.
This not incriminating, but yeah, hey, I'm gonna shoot him. But get this gun by him. I know my strengths and weaknesses, man. I know my strengths and weaknesses.
It was nice working with y'all.
Time out. Whoa. I'm surprised we're still on.
Hey, we made it.
Like, shit. Bro, these fans, they just piss me off, bro. They feel entitled.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't understand where this entitlement comes from. Like, what makes you think you can just go up to these wrestlers and just force them to take pictures and force them to, like, what are you doing?
Just because you pay all that money don't mean you get to do whatever you want.
And then, like, this is at their hotel. That's harassment, dude.
Yeah.
But also,
harassment.
Mercedes Monet said this years ago, though. This is the problem sometimes. Like, y'all think y'all so entitled to come up to these adults. Let's just keep them humans by the end of the day.
Elena Black got sexually harassed at WrestleCon. Y'all see that?
No.
Y'all seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got this dude on video. He literally grabbed her and touched her at the meet and greet.
Bro, see, that shit creepy as hell. Like, let's be honest. Like, that shit is a privilege at the same time, to be honest with you. They taking time out their day to, like, hey, man, meet their fans. They gotta do some bullshit like that, bro. That shit creepy as hell.
They don't even need to go back to Vegas anymore. That was too many problems.
No, you right.
There was too many problems this weekend. Then Damian Priest had to get a fan off of a female wrestler, too. I mean, we assume Lola, but maybe not. But he had to get somebody off a female wrestler, too. And it's like, just don't go back to Vegas, dude. Like, this is...
Yeah, this second time wasn't all
really, they don't know how to act over there. They ain't cheering. They ain't making no noise in the crowd at the show. They harassing your wrestlers.
I feel like this. These WrestleMania fans, this shit was bougie.
Yeah, it was weird, man.
100%.
Too much going on. So all you wrestling fans watching right now, if you go to these events, man, act like you got some sense.
Right. Act right.
Like, please.
Think to yourself, don't do what Drew do. So, man, we definitely appreciate y'all for listening to the WrestleHolics podcast.
Hey, tease next week, though. So, man, I don't know if I want to go back in the comments. There's been a lot of fucking comments earlier, but y'all want to tease MWC or nah? Since we pretty much a part of that?
Yeah, let's go.
May 16th, we are Defending the Fort 2. Midwest Wrestling Combat brings Defending the Fort 2, May 16th at the Fort Wrestling Facility. Your boy will be there. We'll be there. We got Anthony Toletele and man, Eric the Bomb
Surgeon. The boy will be there, and then he fixed it.
Yeah.
That voice shit.
Well, I'm trying to plug this, and you just...
Him.
Anyways.
He was like, your boy going to be there talking about himself and forgot about us, and then he fixed it.
I don't give a damn. Fuck Jacob Braun.
Yeah. Damn. Jacob Braun going to be there. Thomas Hunt. Yeah. Russ Jones, Donovan Cecil,
yes sir, and OVW,
the president of the United States of Jeremy Hadley, he's gonna be there.
Wait, nah.
What?
Drew, you with Hadley now?
Yeah, Manny with Braun.
Hey, look, welcome. So that's what the Hadley supporters do. We welcome everyone with open arms. Maybe you should try it, Manny.
He don't even welcome y'all. He calls y'all toilet dwellers or whatever the hell he calls you.
I've never heard that.
I never heard that either. He just making stuff up. But yeah, so we do a lot of indie wrestling on here as well. Like we got an interview with Ben Bishop as well, one of the top independent wrestlers in the world right now. Matt Cardona said it. It's not just me saying it. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
no, but we have a local indie wrestling promotion called Midwest Wrestling Combat. A lot of OVW wrestlers, but we always support because it's right here in our city of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so we're lucky enough to have it. And if you have an independent wrestling company near you, definitely support. It's great wrestling, most of them, and it's affordable. So support wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, if you're a wrestleholic, which you are, because 334 of you are watching right now, all of you wrestleholics right now, support some indie wrestling. Okay?
Hey,
good stuff.
The main event the main event on Defending the Fort 2 is actually a continuation from our last one. Russ Jones and Eric Surge, you know, had a great one-on-one five-star match, and it had to be spoiled by Thomas Heim.
Surprised me to wear his shirt.
No. That's a cool also, shirt. Man,
all right, before we go, man, we've got to plug in one more thing, too. Pro Wrestling Night at 10 Cap Stadium, May 8th at 7 o'clock.
Manny T will be interviewing the Million Dollar Man. Everyone's got a price. Manny T will be interviewing Ted DiBiase at Pro Wrestling Night. So definitely subscribe. WrestleHolics, Body Slam, subscribe everywhere. Check us out. Tons of great stuff coming up. Manny will do a great job. He's already got an interview with Mick Foley on our YouTube page. You can check that out. A lot of good stuff. So check us out, man. WrestleHolics Podcast.
All right, man. So this is the WrestleHolics Podcast. We appreciate y'all for listening. Also, make sure to go to foryourword.com and go get that WrestleHolics merch. Manny?
A DC shirt.
Okay, my bad. Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go. Appreciate y'all. Man, make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, man. With the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
We'll get back with y'all.